right, so 248-539-9797. Let's go to Hobbs in Livonia. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Hobbs.
What's up, boys? I'll keep this short because it does depress me. On June 16th, we're talking about we really need Jamai Jones. Here's the bottom line. This team.
Wait, what? What do you mean? On June 16th, we're talking about we need.
We need Jamai Jones as a piece to add to this ball club. Here's the bottom.
Nobody said you need Jamai Jones as a piece. Everyone's saying Jamai Jones has to go.
Oh, good. Okay, I misheard you because I thought if that's a piece to our ball club, we are screwed.
No, he's been on the roster, and it feels like it's almost over. Supposed to be a specialist against left-handed pitching, and he can't.
But last night, you look at that ball game, and you're thinking to yourself from the outside looking in, okay, the guys are seeing it better. You know, it might be a jump start. They struck out 18 times last night. They put no pressure on defense. They don't put the ball in play enough. There is no shot this team is playing in October and November this year. Zero chance. No way. Way too many swings and misses. We can't cash a guy from third with less than two outs. We are screwed. We better be thinking about 2027.
Well, Hobbs, I'll tell you this, and sweet mic drop. The way that they are playing and have played for much of this season, what you said is accurate. What they're capable of is better than this. What they've done in June has been better than that.
The stumbling block was the series against Cleveland.
If they play like crap, you're right. And they're capable of playing like crap. And they've shown long stretches of playing like crap. And if they play, if they're some better versions of themselves, like a correction factor. Colt Keith is going through a correction factor right now. Colt Keith, who's underperformed this year, is suddenly trying to find the mean, and he is. And that's a very, very helpful thing, as you saw last night. Did they win last night's game without Colt Keith? Maybe not. But they do. You can look for some guys who've been underperforming this year to get going. I think Torque is another one to keep an eye on. Does Torque have a streak to raise his batting average, to raise his OPS, to raise his slugging, to hit more home runs? Like, that's all, you know, can he correct and get back to what he has been? In two of the last 3 years, he hit 31 home runs.
Yeah, Torkelson is still that guy who steps in the batter's box and could hit a home run at any time. He still is that guy, and he hit one last night. He's got 12 now on the season. I mean, he's probably going to end up with 25 to 30 home runs. He's that swing waiting to happen, and he's a streaky guy.
I got
to
tell you,
I wish you were more consistent because there's nobody I root for more than Spencer Torkelson on this team.
Really?
Yeah, he's my tiger.
Is he?
He's my tiger, but I mean, I can't just
kiss his ass. I didn't realize that about you.
Yeah, but he's got to be better. He's got to be more consistent.
Yeah. Now, if they continue to do some things that have dug them the 16-game hole, no, of course they're not going to play in October. I'm keeping my eye out a little bit. And I'll tell you why you should too. Well, you can do whatever you want, Hobbs.
They also won the game last night, cobbling together a pitching staff that thought that Troy Melton was going to start and didn't.
What gives them a chance, all right, is the American League right now. The last wild card team is a 500 team. That's the American League at this point. The Tigers are chasing 500. Now, they got a ways to go to get there.
They got a long ways to go.
But they're chasing 500. That's way easier than chasing 92, 93 wins. The American League allows a team like the Tigers, and remember the conclusion before the mic drop was there's no way they're playing in October this year. Somebody around 500 is going to be, most likely in the American League. So that's something to keep in mind. The starting pitching, it's been really good, and on paper, it should get better. The Tigers, in spite of all their injuries and all the starts that they've missed, their starting rotation's been in the top 10 in Major League Baseball in all the key categories, walks and hits per innings pitched, earned runs, batting average against, like the things that make you a good staff. And on paper, it should get better. Now, everything doesn't always go as planned. Like, they lost the Skubal start the other day, although Skubal wasn't probably the reason why. I'm sure they Anyway, the long story short is they've got starting pitching. And the third thing is the correction factor that we just talked about, that a guy like Keith is going through now. And you wonder if there's one coming up for Torque. So anyway, it's something to keep an eye on. I realize that that's not a team that exactly sounds like a World Series contender, but that wasn't the conclusion that Hobbs brought to the table. Hobbs said there's no way they're playing in October. And I would say that it's a better chance than 0.0.
I would absolutely agree with that. The pitching rotation is about to do a line change. You know,
right.
Out goes Troy Melton and what's his face? Jack Flaherty. Mm-hmm. In comes Verlander, Mize, and Scoobal, right? They're switching guys in, switching guys out. And I think the guys coming in are better than the guys that are going out. We'll see how long Melton is going to be out for. I don't like hearing that there's back stiffness or back issues, but maybe it's just something simple and a little bit of rest, and he'll be good to go. Maybe he doesn't miss another start. I don't know. We'll find out by 2 o'clock today, Doug. It's completely inaccurate, but it's completely made up.
It's not inaccurate.
It's our thing.
We just make stuff up now when there's going to be big injury announcements.
Yeah. Expect to hear by 2 o'clock.
Yep.
But that plays a big role in where this team can go, because Troy Melton, I think, is counted on as being one of the better pitchers in this rotation. And when you're not sure what you're going to get with Verlander, who knows what we're getting with Verlander when he comes back? You know, he pitched a simulated game. He looks like he's going to be in the rotation this weekend. I don't know. You know, I feel confident that Tarek Skubal is back and that he'll be sharper his next start out. Casey Mize, don't know. You know, he pitches, Wednesday in the series?
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow, by the way. We'll see. I still like the starting pitching on this team. It's going to have to carry this team. But in the meantime, other guys have started to pick up the hitting since June came around, and it's great. Unfortunately, one of those guys is Kleber Torres, and now he might be out.
Well, that could be huge. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Corey in Birmingham here next. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Good morning.
What's up?
Guys, I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you.
We got to stop this with this team. 85% of those players are minor leaguers. Like, how long are we going to – I just heard the Torkelson.
Hold on a second, Corey. I hope you're saying that's hyperbole. Not 85% of this team is
minor leaguers. I'm just saying, like, this team cannot hit. That's just the bottom line. The pitching
– that's hyperbole. This team is about average in hitting, and actually they've been well above that since June came back around, not that they got – so their guy's back.
Okay. I just don't see, like if we're counting on Gleyber Torres to be the team carrier, like, we're in a world of trouble. Like,
why? Gleyber Torres is an all-star.
I understand.
First of all, you start off saying 85% of this team is minor leaguers. And then you say this team can't hit. Those are both inaccurate statements. Well,
Gleyber Torres is
a hell of a better player. Who's got an OPS? What's his OPS up to? It's 790, which is, about 80 points higher than league average?
Well, I'm just trying to say, guys, like, I get what you're saying. I see, but I'm saying, like, so the rookie, the kid, Magalha, he's great. I like him. He's your best player. He's the rookie of the team. Like, how long?
Do you realize that his slash line is very similar to Gleyber Torres? Magalha's hitting 282, Gleyber's hitting 280. McGonigal's on base percentage 490. Glaber's is 390. Glaber's is 395.
So Gleyber is a superstar? Is that what you're saying?
No, Glaber's as good as Kevin. You're praising Kevin McGonigal and saying Gleyber Torres is, but Gleyber Torres is doing extraordinarily similar things to Kevin McGonigal.
He's solid, He's not great defensively. There's a reason why the Yankees got rid of him. Nobody wanted him last year. I'm not saying he's a bad player.
I would tell you this.
As a team.
If he ends up getting traded at the trade deadline, I think they're going to get something for him. I think he'll be coveted at the trade deadline.
If he's healthy, he's got to show that he's healthy.
But
he was going out of his way to, I don't know, try to fit his narrative that his team can't hit. And the reality is, you know, this team is probably right just above average when it comes to a team OPS. I haven't looked at the team numbers against the rest of the league, but their team OPS is 712. Last week, I went with some of the numbers. More than half of the lineup, five guys in their lineup, had well above average OPS.
They're in the middle of the pack. They're 18th in Major League Baseball in OPS. They're slightly below the middle, but
when you get
they've had some real big underperformers this year.
But you also get Carey Carpenter in the back, and now he's got a 794 OPS. You get Gleyber Torres back and a 790 OPS. Those two bats in the lineup, that's not a small thing to get those guys back. That's why they're better than you think, all right? Are they a playoff team? Not going to say that just yet. They got to get on a real run to do that. And, you know, they had that stumbling point over the weekend against Cleveland where they lost the series. That was too bad. Pitched well. Couldn't hit in that series, and that harkens back to what we saw in May.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.